All right, Surah Sa'adan. So we're talking about what a Jew is supposed to look like, not in terms of physical looks, but how what's his psychology, emotional, philosophical makeup. And he said, just very important thing was that there's four things that every Jew needs to be fluent in. Mishnah Berurah, Torah with Rashi and Ramban, Maseches Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah, and Maseches Yesharim. Okay. Es b'nei chayei ha'yehudi matzeva shulchan aruch. Now he goes through this. So first of all, just the surface life of a Jew, that is established by the shulchan aruch. That is, shulchan aruch sets that up for you. You should set a time every day for half an hour. Im eshar, if it's possible. Im chabrusa, with a chabrusa. Lilmod shulchan aruch orachayim, to learn shulchan aruch orachayim. Ha'ofen atobi yoter shalimun alacha hu, the best way to learn the alacha is na'yein b'shorshei alachos b'gemara, to learn the alacha with the roots of it in the Gemara. Okay? BHP, basically. I mean, BHP is a little bit more intense, maybe, than just what you need. But that's the kind of idea. You want to open up the Beis Yosef, you look at what the, you look at the Gemara and the basic Rishonim, and then you enter the Shulchan Aruch. But you can't forego learning the Mishnah Berurah. Chepetz Hashem Mitzliach V'yidei Chafetz Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a lot of atzlacha to the Chafetz Chaim. Me'atzer b'chibur zeh es beis hachinuch liyudi b'dorinu, to create in this book that he wrote the base hachinuch, the school, basically the schoolyard for the Jew in our generation. Besides for the fact that he's the last posik, that's what I'm talking about, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, as being the posik achron, the last posik. The Chazon Ish didn't necessarily agree with that, but Chazon Ish lived after him. But definitely in terms of like the, you know, the full encompassing work of the Mishnah Berurah, he's considered the last posse, the last one. He decided all the major halachas, all the major questions. Okay, so what is he saying? He's saying basically that reason why you need to learn Shulchan Aruch is because that sets you up for your day-to-day living. If you don't learn Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, you're doing every day, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You don't know how to daven properly. You don't know how to keep Shabbos in Maladaber. You don't know where your tzitzis properly. You don't know like anything. And we kind of like go through the road of our life just going with the flow without actually thinking about what we're doing in our daily lives and keeping halacha. We don't even realize when we have shilas. We don't even pick up on it. Or sometimes we pick up on a shilah and we're like, you know, whatever. And we don't really give it that much thought. And so many questions that there are in our daily lives that we just don't know about because we don't learn halacha. If you don't learn halacha, you're just not going to be aware. When you learn halacha, then you become more aware of it. You recognize things that you're doing in your daily life that need to be changed. You realize that you do things that you don't need to, and you can stop doing them, like that clicking noise, for example. If you learn Mishnah Berurah, you know you don't need to do that. And like various other things that we do, and we're doing them wrong, or whatever it is. Halacha is very important. It just gives you like that's like the backbone of your daily life. Now, Yisoda Yisoda Shalemunosenu, who Sefer HaTorah. Right, the foundation of all of our emunah is the Sefer Torah. We can't rely on that which we learned when we were little kids growing up in Gan and in school, elementary school, and Cheder, wherever we were when we were growing up. We can't rely on that knowledge that we gained from learning Torah at that point. The Ganenda telling us the story of Avraham Avinu, that is not going to cut it. You need to know Psukim inside. You need to know Psukim inside. You need to know Rashi's. It's not going to cut it. Davka mitgaber o mevugar chayavim lamon hetev. It's specifically the person who's maturing and the adult who's already mature, then are obligated to learn very, very well. Without skipping anything in the Torah and without swallowing things in the Torah, meaning like without just reading it and just like moving on, but actually understanding what it says. In order to be Yotze, the obligation, first of all, of Shai Megarecha Targum. Ela B'yu, like in other words, you're just reading it just to be Yotze. Right? You just run through the parsha just to be Yotze the mitzvah. No. That's not going to cut it. That's not enough for you. Ela b'iyun u'bediktuk barashi. Rather, you need to learn it b'iyun. So really think about what you're learning when you're reading Shai Megarecha Targum. Think about it. B'medayik in Rashi. Harosh Baruch Oschayim katava Rashi b'chomesh v'tadakte bo ka'asher tuchal. The Rush, that we are familiar with, yeah. He wrote a sefer called the Or Chaim. They actually put out a translation of it pretty recently on scroll. And in there, he writes that you should learn Rashi. He tells the Rush writes that you should learn Rashi on Chumash, and he says you should be medaktig in it whenever you can. When you're learning Rashi B'iyun, many times you need to look for the source of what Rashi said. You need to open the Midrashim and the Gemaras in order to really understand what Rashi's trying to say. Always you should look into what forced Rashi, what caused Rashi to interpret the way that he interpreted it. As is well known, and Rashi does not bring down midrashim on the psukim unless the pshat in the pasuk requires it. Rashi writes this many times in the Chumash. I am only coming to give the pshat. That's what Rashi says. There's many midrashim, but I'm only coming to give pshat. And this is the pshat. That's what he says. But many times he brings a midrashim. So it's a steer in Rashi. He says that he's only coming to give pshat, and therefore, I'm not bringing down the Midrash. And then many times, he brings down the Midrash. What's going on? So it's like what you just said. He only brings a Midrash when it needs it for the Pshat. When the Pshat doesn't make sense, there's a problem, there's a deal, there's something that's off in the Pshat, that's when he brings down the Midrash. He doesn't just bring it down for no reason. And therefore, you should always try to stand on this, try to figure out what is causing Rashi to bring this down. That what was the problem in the pshat in the pasuk that caused Rashi to bring down this midrash, whatever he's bringing down. He doesn't talk about the Ramban. No. Okay. The Torah Samidos Kavu Chazal Maseches Avos B'Shas. Okay. What about? Why wait till Mesechus Avos? It says, the Torah of Midos, okay, the Torah, the teachings of having good Midos. Chazal were Koveya, Mesechus Avos, right? Mesechus Avos is like the ethics handbook of Shas, okay? Like Lahavil, ethics handbook, but that's what it is. Sheba Kalalu Kol Avos Amidos, and in that Sefer, in Pirkei Avos, they included in it all of the major ideas of Midos. Avos miklal dika toldos. That's why he's saying that's why it's called Avos. It's called Avos because it's all the main categories of Midos, all the major ideas of how of what your Midos should be. And if there's Avos, then that means that implies that there are toldos, that there are also offshoots of that. The Agra b'Veirum Ar'eh Makom l'Kulan b'Kro. And the Gra, and his explanation of Pirkei Avos shows you where every single Mishnah in Pirkei Avos comes from the Torah. Every single Mishnah in Pirkei Avos has a source in Psukim. All of those Midos stem from the Torah. From Maseches Avos anu yodim, from Maseches Avos we know, Ketzad nir'eh chassid. How does a chassid supposed to look? Not a chassid with payas in the shrine. A chassid, somebody who goes beyond, above and beyond the letter of the law. Chare manda bayla me'avi chassid l'kai milid avos. It says in the Gemara, in Bava Kama, Lamed Amud Aleph, and somebody who wants to become a chassid, somebody who wants to go beyond the letter of the law, should learn Maseches Avos. The chassidus hi pe'er ha'malo she'atorah mevi'a le'in. And Chasidus is the most beautiful or most splendid milah, this level that the Torah brings you to. Masechet zu yesh lemon be'iyun im perushim rishonim. Masechet avos needs to be learned be'iyun with rishonim. With pradim perushim be'iyona, especially with be'iyona. She'ein kamo lekarev as a dvarim alalev. There's no perush like that, which brings the things of Perkei Avos into your heart. That was written by the Maharik. The Maharik said that. Maharik is one of the early Achronim. Besides for the foundations of how to act Lamaisa that we learned from this Sefer, we also learn from it how to approach the words of Chazal. Where all of their words are like fiery coals, right? That's how Perkei Avos tells us that. So it also tells us how to work on our midos. It also tells us how to approach Chazal. Kol Hashem Maseches Avos Tosif Lelevot Otanu B'Derech Hayenu. As much as Maseches Avos, we increase how much Maseches Avos escorts us in the way of our life. We will uncover in its statements many foundations, wondrous foundations, and the light that's in the Torah. I will stop there.